At 7:05, we have mostly clear skies and 41 degrees, your current temperature here at the KJN studios. We look for a beautiful day here in the Nishna Valley with a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 72. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in local news. The Iowa State Patrol, late this Friday afternoon, released details about a fatal crash that took place at around 5:30 a.m. on Friday. Officials say 38-year-old Adam Wolf of Omaha died when the 2007 International semi he was driving struck a 2012 Volvo semi on I-80 eastbound, about a mile east of the exit to Highway 71. The Volvo's semi, driven by 51-year-old Angelo Cirelli of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, had left the road for reasons unknown and struck the Nishna River Bridge before losing control and rolling onto the driver's side. After the International semi struck the Volvo rig, both semis caught on fire. Wolf died at the scene. Cirelli was transported by medevac ambulance to the Cass County Memorial Hospital. The accident remains under investigation. The Red Oak Police Department was assisted by the Montgomery County Canine Unit in the arrest of a wanted Shenandoah man on Friday. At 7:15 p.m., Red Oak Police received information that a Shenandoah man wanted on a Page County warrant for felony violation of probation may be staying at a residence in Red Oak. Officers went to a residence in the 400 block of West Washington Avenue in Red Oak in an attempt to locate 25-year-old Jeremy Scott Dolph. He was found at the residence and took off running from officers westbound. Officers then surrounded the area where Dolph had ran to and used the Montgomery County Canine Unit to track him down. After the canine successfully discovered Dolph, he took off running again. Dolph refused orders to stop, and the canine was deployed to apprehend him in the same block the chase began. Dolph was taken to Montgomery County Memorial Hospital for treatment of minor injuries and then to the Montgomery County Jail. He was held on $300 cash bond on the charge of interference with official acts and on $5,000 bond for the felony Page County warrant for violation of probation. The Red Oak Police Department was assisted by the Montgomery County Canine Unit and Red Oak Rescue. On Friday at 2:38 p.m., Red Oak police were called to the Come and Go store in Red Oak for a report of an employee that had taken money from the store while working. Officers then arrested 23-year-old Dylan Roy Carwall on a charge of second-degree theft, a Class D felony. An investigation by Come and Go had determined that between October 9th and November 2nd, that Carwall had taken approximately $5,722.11 from the store. Carwall was taken to Montgomery County Jail and held on $5,000 cash bond. A Red Oak man was arrested for marijuana possession on Friday evening by Red Oak police. At 8 p.m., officers arrested 34-year-old Jesse Donald Trost of Red Oak in the 400 block of North Highland Avenue for possession of a controlled substance marijuana, a serious misdemeanor. Trost was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 cash bond. Police in Atlantic have arrested a woman on drug and other charges. 35-year-old Charlene Killian of Atlantic was arrested Wednesday for possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and on a Cass County warrant for assault. Killian was being held in the Cass County Jail. On Thursday, Atlantic police arrested 18-year-old Dustin Jones of Atlantic for theft in the fifth degree, shoplifting, and 31-year-old Greg Richter of Atlantic was arrested for domestic abuse assault causing injury and obstruction of emergency communications. Both men were booked into the Cass County Jail. Officials with the Atlantic Police Department and Richter & Sons Towing are asking for your help in finding a trucker who hasn't been seen or heard from since Monday. 66-year-old James Jim Steerick was last seen Monday afternoon in St. Mary's, Ohio. His last fuel destination was Newton. Steerick was driving a 2005 Peterbilt semi pulling a Great Dane trailer. The tractor is pinkish or salmon in color. The trailer is white with a purple refrigeration unit. The truck's license plate is VB9374. Trailer has a plate number of VB9375. Steerick always travels with his golden retriever and usually wears Western-style shirts and blue jeans. He has no known health problems. If you know where he is, call the Atlantic Police Department at 712-243-3512. Governor Terry Branstad has ordered all flags in Iowa be flown at half-staff from sunrise on Monday to sunset on Tuesday to honor Des Moines Police Sergeant Tony Bimineo and Urbandale Police Officer Justin Martin, who were both killed in the line of duty in the early morning hours of November 2nd. Sergeant Bimineo will be laid to rest on Monday and Officer Martin on Tuesday. The governor's directive applies to all U.S. and state flags under the control of the state. For Iowans wishing to make memorial donations for Sergeant Bimineo and Officer Martin, officials have asked Iowans to donate through the Des Moines Police Officers Credit Union. The tiny western Iowa city of Holstein celebrates the reopening of its 89-year-old historic state theater after the community raised $200,000 and restored the dilapidated theater. The Sioux City Journal reports that the theater was scheduled to open last night, and the theater, which closed in 2013, has a new $27,000 roof, 150 new theater seats, and a new $6,000 screen and $60,000 digital projector. The Save the State Theater campaign started in June 2015 and saw widespread support in Holstein, including $1,200 raised from a can recycling drive. A judge has set the bond at $10 million for that man charged with first-degree murder in the deaths of two Iowa police officers. Judge William Prince set the bond for 46-year-old Scott Michael Green during Green's first court appearance on Friday. Green was apprehended Wednesday, hours after 38-year-old Des Moines Sergeant Anthony Bimineo and 24-year-old Urbandale Officer Justin Martin were killed. Both officers were shot in ambush-style attacks while sitting in their cars in separate locations. If convicted, Green would receive an automatic sentence of life in prison without parole. His next hearing is set for November 14th. Green appeared in pink jail inmate clothing at the hearing, staring straight ahead without saying anything. The hearing took less than a minute in the Polk County Jail, which has a small courtroom. Prior to the shootings, Green was facing intense money problems, had been found by a judge to hit and financially exploit his mother, and was ordered to move out of her basement hours before the shootings. He was arrested Thursday afternoon after detectives questioned him at the Des Moines police station. Get ready for the annual fall ritual of turning back your clocks by 1 hour and relish that extra hour of sleep this weekend. Daylight saving time is ending, and it's back to standard time for most people in the United States. That change comes at 2 a.m. local time on Sunday, and the shift moves 1 hour of daylight to the morning from the evening. Residents of Hawaii, most of Arizona, and some U.S. territories don't need to fiddle with their clocks because those places don't observe daylight saving time. Daylight saving time returns once again at 2 a.m. local time here tomorrow morning. An Iowa City girl has agreed to pay $85,000 to settle a lawsuit involving a 13-year-old girl who was handcuffed after yelling at a passing officer to slow down. And the 2014 arrest was one of several questionable uses of force by white officers against black residents that has led to criticism of the Waterloo Police Department. The agreement with the girl's family was finalized Wednesday and obtained by the AP. Video shows Officer Timothy Everett making a hasty U-turn in his car to find out who had yelled at him to slow down. He handcuffs the 13-year-old girl and takes her to the ground after she refuses to give her name. The city has paid $255,000 to settle four excessive force lawsuits brought by black residents in recent months. Authorities say a man has died 3 days after being shot several times in Waterloo. Police say 22-year-old Daryl Lanier died early Friday morning at Allen Hospital. Officers called to the shooting scene Tuesday morning, found Lanier on the ground conscious. Police say he underwent surgeries but did not survive his wounds. No arrests have been reported. That's a look at some of the latest in the news. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements. Carletta Casey, age 88, of Atlantic, died October 19th at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. A massive Christian burial for Carletta Casey will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. William Bill Cron, age 64, of Templeton, died Monday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. A massive Christian burial for Bill Cron will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Church in Templeton. OD Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Agnes Aggie Gall, age 83, of Harlan, died Tuesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A massive Christian burial for Aggie Gall will be held on today at 10:30 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home Harlan has arrangements. John Leistad, age 87, of Elkhorn, died Wednesday at his home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for John Leistad will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church in Elkhorn. OD Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Ermelin Lenore Fallgatter, age 94, of Ames and formerly of Harlan, died on Wednesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Ermelin Fallgatter will be held on Saturday here today at 11 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Irma Geikema, age 90, of Greenfield, died on Friday at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center in Greenfield. Funeral services for Irma Geikema will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the Greenfield Gospel Chapel. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Paul P. Stefani, age 89, of Harlan, died Thursday at the Nebraska Heart Institute and Heart Hospital. Mass of Christian burial for Paul P. Stefani will be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home Harlan has arrangements. Richard A. DeWitt, age 60, of Shenandoah, formerly of Grizzled and Red Oak, died Wednesday at the Garden View Care Center in Shenandoah. No services are planned following cremation for Richard A. DeWitt. Hackett Livingston Funeral Home in Shenandoah is handling the arrangements. And Jaquetta Ruth Jenkins, age 76, of Elkhorn, died Wednesday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Memorial services for Jaquetta Ruth Jenkins will be held on Saturday, November 12th at 10:30 a.m. in the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. And Viola Venata, age 84, of Boulder, Colorado, and formerly of the Nevinville area, died Tuesday in Boulder. Funeral services for Viola Venata are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Don Christensen, age 88, of Adair, died Wednesday at the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston. Services for Don Christensen are pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. That's a look at news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.